USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Rage is what Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says she's feeling after another mass shooting. Three are dead, five are fighting for their lives from shootings at two locations last night on the campus of Michigan State University.
There's just no way you can get around the fact that this just keeps happening and happening and happening, and the government of the United States is not responding to the death of its children.
Police say tips from citizens led them to the suspect who killed himself. Classes at MSU have been canceled today, and flags in Michigan are flying at half staff. That Colorado Springs nightclub that was the scene of a mass shooting in November is going to reopen. The management of Club Q says the club, which is being redesigned, should be up and running in about 6 weeks. The White House is finding some good news in today's inflation report. Cecilia Rouse is chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors.
We look at inflation in January, which was overall 6.4%. That's in contrast to 9.1% last June. So inflation, the rate of change of prices has come down.
But the consumer price index did increase by 0.5% from December to January, above what economists had predicted. Saying it's time for a new generation of leaders, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has announced her run for president. But is youth enough?
I don't know Governor Haley. I've met her. I think she's going to have to do a little more than just say, I'm young.
Fellow Republican, Louisiana Congressman John Kennedy. Haley's the second Republican to officially announce a White House bid after former President Donald Trump. Several reports say former Vice President Mike Pence will challenge the subpoena issued by Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's investigating former President Trump. Pence will reportedly claim his position as President of the Senate made him part of the legislative branch and therefore shielded under the Speech and Debate Clause of the Constitution. This is USA News.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Why don't we know more about those objects that U.S. planes shot down over the weekend? It's because we don't yet have them. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the crash locations of the objects known as 2, 3, and 4 make it tough.
The second one off the coast of Alaska, is that's up in some really, really difficult terrain in the Arctic Circle with very, very low temperatures in the minus 40s. The second one is in the Canadian Rockies in Yukon, very difficult to get that one. And the third one is in Lake Huron at probably a couple hundred feet depth. So we'll get them eventually, but it's going to take some time to cover those.
At a NATO meeting in Brussels, Milley said the first object shot down, the Chinese spy balloon, is yielding information. He says much of it has been recovered from the ocean floor off the coast of South Carolina, where the depth is only about 50 feet. The effort to find people still alive under the earthquake rubble in Turkey may be over, but the need to treat those who were injured in the quakes and aftershocks is very much ongoing. A Colorado nonprofit is sending a lot of medical supplies to the quake zones. Doug Jackson is the president of Project Cure.
Big striker gurneys, things like the surgical instruments that they need to do surgeries. And we do have those in this warehouse. And as soon as we get that list cleared, they'll put them on an airplane and get them over there.
Project Cure's 50,000-foot warehouse in suburban Denver is packed with medical supplies that have been donated. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.